Welcome everybody to another Rocket Jump podcast. For those who don't know why we're calling it that, check out last week.
Wait, one second. Wasn't there a comment that said there's already a Rocket Jump podcast?
Is there?
Obviously, you don't read the comments, but I certainly do.
Oh, no.
There's already a Rocket Jump podcast, which means that even if the Rocket Jump is the name of the site, we need a different name for the podcast.
No, that's not true. It's a race to who can trademark it first.
Is that really how you want to play that game?
That's true. It's a good point.
Maybe two Rocket Jump podcasts. It doesn't matter.
Should we change that?
A healthy competition. Never hurt anybody.
What about, like, Rocket Cast?
What do they talk about?
They basically just say of this very prominent site, very famous site, just came out with their own podcast called Rocket Jump.
Really? Oh,
like,
man.
Like a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago? We got scooped on this?
Yeah, what site is it? What site is it?
I want to say it's slash.com.
Slash.com. Yeah, this is a slash fan site, slash.com, where you can check out all slashes.
Maybe all their fans will accidentally download ours.
I think it might be slash.com. It's big enough that, like, well, at least it sounded like an important domain name.
Well, if we could create enough confusion, maybe their audience will accidentally start listening to ours.
That's good. That's a good marketing strategy.
Confuse the consumer.
It's like my trip's Doritos.
We are, as you may
tentatively have, Rocket Jump.
You may have gathered, we are one man short today. Matt is off gallivanting with his programmers and artists. They are in crunch time to finish his iPhone game. And if you listen really closely throughout this podcast, you might hear the sound of a metronome or a keyboard being played. And that would be Jimmy in the corner refusing to join our podcast.
Yeah, we invited him. He said, nope, I'm going to sit here and work my own shit.
You know, we have two substitutes. We have either Dez or Brian, right? Like, those are de factos.
Yeah.
We've had some others that only came once, like David.
That's right, David.
David was there. He was really angry because we always cut him off because he talks slow, though.
That's true. This is a cutthroat podcast. You're going to get in here. You got to be fast.
Podcast about whoever's the loudest.
Loudest and fastest.
Loudest and fastest.
Just like real life. Just like life itself,
Wall
kids.
Street, baby. But Brian just went to Santa Cruz, and Dez, I guess, is still working, so...
Yep.
So it's all us.
And then there was three.
Come on.
Soon we were.
Raised by wolves.
We already are.
English-speaking wolves.
So with poor grammar, by the way.
Or should I just dive into it?
Let's dive into it.
So we got our list of topics here.
Logan came up with these 30 seconds before we started.
I'm pretty sure I come up with the topics every...
You do.
Every
You're
week,
a good
Logan's
topic
the only one
generator.
That comes in with like a list of topics. Yeah, because he's like, he actually has something he wants to talk about.
And Freddie knows these topics, so he probably has a few more ideas. And then Brandon over there chomping on the bread. I don't know if he's muted or not. Hasn't heard these, so it's gonna be.
We're just playing it fast and loose tonight, guys.
And so I decided that there was a theme for the topics tonight, and it's called sex, drugs, and violence. And so I got one topic for each. It's the triangle of sin, really.
That's true.
You know.
not the female body part, the triangle of sin.
I was gonna say there's probably a lot more. It's probably like more like an octagon of sin if for some people.
Well, there's seven,
but
so
you know, here a septagon because October, September,
September's nine there.
Hex
would be eight.
June.
Wow, we're talking about months. Matt is the glue that holds us together.
Well, no, the Julianic calendar. That's where October, which is now 10, but it used to be 8 back when Orange Julius or whoever was the champion of England.
The patron saint of malls.
Patron saint of malls, there you go. So anyways,
Before we launch into this, does it ever make you guys sad that we're on the last cool like storage size name being a Terra?
That's basically. True, yeah. What's after that?
Because we had Giga, that was the peak.
Cool.
That was like the coolest
totally
one.
Awesome.
Wait, so what's after Terra?
Penta.
Yeah.
Lame, right? Lame.
Panda's stupid. Pretty... We'll get back up to Google, though, and Google will be pretty good.
That's a long ways away there. We may be collective consciousness.
We're in Terraville for a while, then Penta, and then, you know, then after that it just gets weird.
I don't think they'll call it... When we get to Penta, they're not going to call it Penta.
What's six?
They're going to phase Penta out. I guarantee it.
Phase it out. Yeah, we'll name it something else. We'll reboot the series and just call them Bytes again.
Bytes. Yeah!
It's a reboot it.
It's dark and mysterious and
one
mysterious.
Bite.
But it'll be spelled different.
Or
like
one bit.
YZS.
Speaking of disappointment, I don't think the people on the podcast have ever heard your little bit there, Brandon, about the Underground Railroad.
Oh, the fact that it wasn't a railroad.
It would have been in a video, but we had to cut it out.
Because it's, you know, a really sensitive topic.
Because it's unsensitive. No. How, so, like, all right. Teachers must have salivated for this opportunity because when they're going through the history books, there's like this one super cool subject, which is Underground Railroad. Because I remember the first time I ever heard about it, they said they like turned to page 268, we're reading about the Underground Railroad, and every single kid kind of like perked up, like, Underground Railroad. They're like, yeah, that's how the slaves escaped from slavery. They rode on the Underground Railroad to escape. And the image that puts in your head is like the coolest thing ever. And so you're reading it, and meanwhile you're like flipping ahead, looking like,
this
picture,
was a conductor.
Looking for the pictures.
And then also
pictures of people standing on a farm.
A conductor on the Underground Railroad. It's like,
yeah,
whoa,
you're
they can't even get a
like,
picture this is, of this person on the on
I,
the train.
I think this disappointment is something that you
Railroad.
I'm sure we'll find a way to splice it all together. Are we recording again?
Yeah, we're back up.
Let's all.
I guess Freddy's hard drive literally leapt and
despite
failed to record.
Literally,
stuff
from my view, it looks like nothing has happened. But I guess we just lost hours of podcasting. So
yeah.
we're all pretty tired. But we'll
soldier on for your sake
and just re-go through it.
Anyway, Underground Railroad, disappointing. Collective moments of shared. Wait, now tell us about synthesizers again.
I'm not going to tell you about synthesizers.
Okay.
We'll talk about synthesizers another day, but let it be known that we talked about synthesizers a little bit, as well as me predicting song synth.
Yeah, and Logan thought that synthesizer was actually shrinkasizer.
Yes.
Wow.
Really disappointed about that. Yeah, the reason I even knew about synthesizers was because Masters of the Universe, the universe key or whatever.
Key-Man. Yeah, we're okay.
The cross-dimensional key in the movie, they're like, what do you think this is? And this pawn shop owner's like, it's probably a synthesizer from Japan. And I was like, whoa, shrinkasizer.
And thus began a lifetime of mishearing things and just being disappointed.
That's what comes with bad hearing. I thought it was always cool to not cover your ears when jets flew at really close
range.
Is
that really why your hearing is bad? Because you kept going to the air show?
I lived right next to a jet base, so I was heavily exposed to low-flying jets, and I thought it looked cool if you didn't cover your ears.
Right. Did everyone else around you cover their ears?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like your parents would be like, oh, here comes a jet.
Yeah. And also I thought it was really cool to stand right next to speakers at dances growing up. So, I mean,
you have horrible hearing.
I have really, really bad hearing. It's another reason why I don't like phones. I'll insist on text message.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you can't hear the person on the other end.
I have to work really hard for it.
You know they have hearing aids and stuff. You can get
those.
I'm
not that bad, though. I'm like in that weird... I'm in that gray area.
Where it's like, is this guy just being deliberately rude?
A dick?
Dick and ignoring me?
Yeah. No, that's me. So anyways, so we did talk about how it's sex, drugs, and violence are on the
menu.
I think we're going to do violence first, just because that's the one I wrote down first. I'd like to talk about the future of warfare, which I think a lot of people enjoy us talking about. Specifically...
Specifically
two things that have come out lately. One is a few months old at this point, but it sounds like our helmets for our military is finally going to start looking like Master Chief.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the full-up heads-up display?
Well, the big one is it's actually going to be a face mask. Like, we're going to start getting face masks. For a lame reason, though, and that's because it looks badass.
I'm just joking.
It's actually because of IEDs. Because
that makes sense.
Yeah. A big thing is the impact, like basically breaking your neck from it smacking you, like in the chin.
Yeah.
And so the idea is that you do these full face masks that prevent the IED explosion from affecting you, really, from chin up.
Okay.
So that's
chin down though.
Chin down, you're still fucked. Okay. Well, another big issue is our armor is really good in our core.
Mm-hmm. Your body is
your body is incredibly well protected. So we basically just have like potato sack people running around after they step on mines now, where they'll lose all their limbs and get severe brain damage, but they survive because their life support, like their
the
like
core of their body.
Potato sack people is a really good term for that.
Yeah, well, it's just like I'm pretty sure most people would rather just die at that point rather than lose all their limbs and become.
Do we have a lot of people who lose all four of their limbs?
I think we have no.
Not a lot.
Actually, the number one injury is
paper cuts. Actually,
absolutely.
In the military,
blindness.
Blindness
is the number one way that number one injury.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an awful one.
Which is an awful one to get, right? Like, I'd rather lose like a pinky. obviously.
Oh, really? You'd rather lose a pinky than your eyesight?
Maybe. Maybe.
Quick question. Who else would rather lose a pinky than their eyesight, Freddie?
Let me think about that. That's a tough one.
I'd say I might even...
It's almost a wash, but I think I'd have to go with the pinky as opposed to losing my sight for the rest of my life.
I'm thinking about it. I think I'd go for a pinky.
Both you can go for the pinky? Really?
I would have sworn
that you would have just decided to just not see anything for the rest of your life rather than lose a small appendage on the end of your hand that's arguably useless to begin with. Really?
You'd go for the pinky. So much stuff, though.
Okay, we don't need to get into that.
Like what?
Like opening things when all the rest of my fingers are dirty, like when I'm when I'm gardening.
Yeah, you have to wash your hands like a little bit more often.
honestly,
that'd be awful.
Have we ever discussed deaf culture? Which is,
we should get into that. I'd like to. Yeah, let's talk about that. But first, future of warfare.
Oh, are we going to table deaf culture?
Okay. No, we'll get into that.
We still finished our warfare, which is awesome.
I hope somebody remembers.
Well, here's
deaf
the
culture.
Thing. I think a lot is going to eventually end up being very automated. I think there's a lot like UAVs. There's gonna be a lot of guys in somewhere in Dallas.
I didn't tell you part two, which came out on io9.com today.
Okay,
which I tweeted about.
I don't read your tweets. Your tweets are pretty ridiculous.
I mean, you should read them. But
you had some pretty good ones today. But anyway.
What? You don't read them, but I had some pretty good
ones.
I don't
click on your links,
you just
that's
sense
for sure.
It.
Here's something to deal. Now, Logan sends me images, and he'll just say, hey, check this out. And it'll be a JPEG link. And these are like the foulest, just the most disgusting images.
I have to disguise them more and more now, because it used to be this like funny picture. And then
Freddie, you'll
so
like
vile.
This, and it'll just be like a dude with a drill, like a full-on drill. Electric cordless drill.
Like, you can't even like, drill. Like, you can't like, even like voice it after
it's
that.
It's just like sticking it up. Oh, it's just like.
Where do these pictures come from?
And Tumblr. Also, yeah, that's the other
Tumblr.
Thing. How do you
it's
even.
It's Tumblr.
How do you find these? You
Tumblr.
Actively. Yeah, but do you go around looking
no,
for.
No, I'm subscribed to like a bunch of Tumblr feeds, and some of them are really vile.
Why would. Oh my.
Because it's usually. The big one is. So there's a few Tumblr like celebrities. Yeah. And the best ones always have like 50% funny pictures, like 25% things you don't give a shit about, like Pokemon. And 25% of like the foulest of foul images. but no, like not like my proudest moment was the one where it's like cool way to play guitar.
Oh no!
And, like, and I was so like, I'll the check man that. Fitted his whole penis between the strings and the fretboard.
Oh,
and
it was like, just, like discolored
it was,
like,
and it was discolored.
And I was like, I got that. Lamp. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I love guitar videos.
Exactly. I was playing to Freddy's weaknesses.
I'm glad you don't send those to me.
Well, the worst was
I probably shouldn't have said that.
I used to always send them to David Welch, whose name is remarkably similar to David Crumb, my old boss.
Oh no.
So I just had to like double check like the emails like 20 times before I send them. Anyways, let's get back to warfare.
Okay.
Part two of the warfare was the thing I tweeted today, which was so there's always been an attempt to shoot rocket propelled grenades, RPGs, and other things out of the air before they hit tanks.
Right, right, right.
Right. And the way they normally do this is they have a bunch of acoustic sensors, usually. Mm-hmm. And so they'd be able to triangulate where it was fired from and then track it in the air and shoot it down.
I saw something that was like a net. Did you ever see that?
A net?
It was basically
for stopping vehicles or stopping RPGs?
No, for stopping RPGs.
And it would shoot out and like
it would be. It was like a bottom mounted onto the helicopter and it would detect it and then it would just shoot essentially like... It was like, not Spider-Man, it's like in those old like Batman cartoons where it's like a giant net. Yeah, it would just go out and just grab it and like drag it down with it. It was kind of cool. It's actually kind of cool.
So this one...
Because it didn't need to be perfectly accurate. It just needed to kind of get in the area and it did a big long... Okay,
this one's the coolest one I've ever seen.
Okay, what is it?
It is... So they're like, they were talking about like the big challenge is like computing power and computing speed.
Right.
And they're like, how can we buy the most amount of time possible? Wait until it's like under a foot away from the vehicle. And rather
than compute, okay.
So they wait as long as possible before they shoot it down, which also means rather than shoot out at it, it is to also minimize civilian casualties and collateral damage.
Which, by the way, I should be noted, the U.S. military is the only one that cares about that stuff.
We get a lot of flack. We being America,
right?
When you're the best, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Babe Ruth has to hit a home run every time. You know, it's like Cars 2, basically. So, like, anyways.
It waits until the RPG is a foot away from the helicopter.
But the gun's only one spot. So what if the gun's like?
It's literally like an umbrella, more or less.
Okay.
That shoots straight down. It literally shoots straight down at the correct time. So it like swats it like a cat paw out of the air. and it looks like there's video of it. It looks insane because it's like those. It's obviously going insanely fast, like an RPG's flying in a Humvee, and then you just see this explosion. Literally, it looks like it hits the Humvee, but the Humvee just keeps driving because it literally swatted out of the air. Where is it being
shot from?
From above the Humvee, like a little hump, like the.
Oh.
It has like something just slightly bigger than its footprint. And it can shoot from anywhere in 360.
So it's like an umbrella that just...
It's like an umbrella that shoots straight down.
Whoa.
So it's literally
does it,
like
does
a force
it blow
field.
Up on the impact, or does it...
It hits into the ground where it blows up.
Holy
so if you're
crap.
If you're right next to the Humvee, you're fucked.
Wait, but when it swats it, it doesn't blow up.
The Humvee doesn't blow up. No, the whole...
The missile
like,
blows up.
That fucker blows up, yeah.
Yeah.
But it blows up...
Directed into the ground.
Wait, so is there already like an umbrella over it? Is this a one-time use thing? Or?
No. It just can shoot them repeatedly, I think. Watch the video. Go to my Twitter and just watch the video. It's
okay.
That's pretty insane.
It's pretty fucking badass though.
Because well, here's the thing though. Yeah. I think we're gonna get to a point where there's a lot of war is gonna be not troops on the ground. It's gonna be like guys controlling UAVs or you know because a lot of the guys that fly UAVs are in America, right?
They're in Las Vegas.
They're just they're in some warehouse and they sit there plugged in and they run recon missions on a flying craft half a world away, which is kind of cool if you think about it.
That's true. That's. I feel like. I mean. I don't know what the term be exactly. That's true for like large scale like warfare when you're actually doing it. But like at some point you also need like ground troops.
Yeah. I'm not saying that ground troops are completely gone. But an increasing component will just be like well. Okay.
I think ground troops are definitely gonna at least for us who have like a giant military industrial complex that just blows insane amounts of money. Like troops are going to be minimized more and more.
But the individual troops are going to have so much more tech on them.
Oh yeah, like a troop is already like a walking money.
I feel like they'll almost end up being more like less like LAPD and more like mall cops. So it's like it's not like the desirable job. It's the one you're the guy that kind of stays there after the people don't like the cool.
Yeah,
stuff,
after the guy doing the sweet awesome like you know autonomous tank that can morph into a underground vehicle.
Yeah, then you go in there and you kind of ride your bike around the village and just patrol and make sure stuff's kind of staying under.
You get one standard issue Schwinn.
Yeah. I mean, I think soldiers' big job is going to be just being a human face on an otherwise automated military.
What about holograms, though? You could have that killer tank with a hologram of a face.
I think.
And you could do a face that is...
So basically, we have Thomas the Tank Engines flying, like, driving around with, like... Because that's not haunting. That's not terrifying at all.
But we're wearing Master Chief helmets, so, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of balances
out. Here's
a
question. The Master Chief helmets, will it project your face onto the front of it so that people interfacing...
I actually guarantee it's going to be see-through.
Not even see-through. How amazing would it be if it couldn't be see-through because of the technology you're using, but it could project a hologram, a 3D hologram face, so you take a picture for a thing and everyone's just going around smiling, like, you know.
Because, like... I know you're making a joke, but very seriously, a humongous component of military communication is seeing the other people's faces.
Yes.
In fact, that's a humongous difficulty in doing virtual training, is you can't look over at your teammate in deathmatch and, like, read micro expressions. And so, like, they're going to have to... That's actually a serious
issue to address.
Speaking
of deathmatches, we should all go airsofting one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Or paintballing. Paintballing.
Paintballing's for pussies. Airsoft forever.
I remember one time, Logan. Were you there, Brent?
Rubber knife fighting.
We did do that.
Fun.
That's free.
We did that one. That was super fun. You should have partaken in that. That was
when was rubber knife fight? Oh, was
knife
there a
fight
video?
Monday? Yeah, that was a video.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
no. I bet it's really good though. I'll watch it later.
That's okay.
Trust me.
Sam is dishonorable. That's all.
What?
Like it starts, and I go and I fight one, and then Sam just starts by throwing it right away. He just throws his knife.
Hey, whatever works, man.
But he totally hit the dude with the butt. He hits Ben with the butt of the knife, and Ben thinks he's gotten, so Ben like stops, and then Sam runs and grabs it and stabs him.
Oh! I bet I'd be pretty good at knife.
Which would never happen in real life.
Yeah.
Sure.
We found that it is basically
impossible.
Well, you
never throw and hit him with a butt and
you
have
do
to
not,
give up.
You can't, based on that, you can't have a knife fight without getting cut. You will get cut.
I think I could have a knife fight and beat all of you all.
Really?
I'm not surprised that you think that.
I mean, I'm more than happy to put the proof. Like, I'll put my.
No, we'll do it. Need more knives.
We need some more training knives, and we should put like a paint or something on them so we know where we're
at.
Do you think I'm gonna like lie about it?
I don't think you could beat all of us.
Not at the same time.
In the action of it, it's kind of hard.
Not this. I'm saying one on one, each one of you. I bet I could best
just in a row
at knife combat.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So anyway,
we'll try.
Deaf culture. Do you want to talk about that, or you want to get over to the sex of our triangle of sin?
Well, you mentioned it. We're gonna forget about it if you don't mention it.
Okay. So deaf culture. How much do you guys know about it?
I know enough, but Brandon, how much do you know?
People lose their hearing sometimes.
No, a lot more than that.
What about?
You
want to
elaborate, Freddie?
Well, it's a sort of thing where sometimes deaf couples who are like, well, we both lost our hearing and this is the way we see the world. And they'll have a kid who is of hearing and they'll be like, let's make our kid deaf.
What?
I don't think it gets that extreme usually. I think it's usually the kid's deaf. And there have been cases of that. What are the implants called?
Cochlear implants,
where you can get like good enough hearing to communicate verbally with people. And a lot of times parents who are really into deaf culture, capital D deaf culture, will decline the implants so their child can be raised as also a deaf person. And they view it not as a disability, but a cultural choice to be capital D deaf. And I don't think it's usually not parents who became deaf. It's parents who've been deaf their entire life. Picnics with all deaf people and stuff. And even if they have a hearing kid, that hearing kid has to learn ASL, American Sign Language, so that they can also be quote unquote capital D deaf with them. And it becomes this argument of like, you're denying your kid the like ability to hear. And they're like, no, we're just we're letting him be part of a culture. And like my argument against this is like, if it prevents you from protecting yourself, if a saber-toothed tiger attacks you, it is a disability.
Like, yeah,
it is not a cultural choice if I can easily sneak up behind you and like stab you.
Well, also, there's also just the thing where being able to hear early on is a massive part of development of like, you know, sort of brain.
Maybe this makes sense if we had like 15 or 20 senses, but since we only have five, you can't just take away one. You know?
No, that's losing 20% of your ability. Yeah. And like,
but I mean, the ability to like hear language and process that's a big part of brain development.
Yeah, it's a humongous part. In fact, a lot of deaf kids have trouble spelling and reading because of our language being phonetic.
Like, plus, they can't hear you.
So what it comes down to is capital D deaf culture. You're dumb. With
D
a capital
dumb.
D for dumb. So that's deaf culture.
And here's what's great about that.
Can't wait to hear some deaf person in the...
There's no way. We can say whatever we want about these deaf people.
There's no deaf people listening to this. Yeah. No, that's so weird.
We can't say anything about those blind kids, but those deaf kids, we make fun of them all day.
So this operation, can you only do it when you're like a little kid? Is there like a window for it?
No, a lot of people actually get them later in life, but the problem is you haven't developed that.
And also you
never listened to anything, so it's just...
Yeah, it's a lot rougher, obviously.
Yeah.
It means you're better off getting it early on.
Obviously, yeah. Okay.
Have you ever used those TTL services? I think they're called TTL services where you can like
touch tone.
Yeah. Well, it's a website and you type stuff and the person will call a phone. It's a service for deaf people and they'll read.
Oh yeah, we had a lot of fun using those. Yeah.
And they have to.
What do you mean you had a lot of fun using those?
Freshman year, there's a window where we'd call people using them, you know, and then you type in and then you have the other person basically read whatever you say to them.
It's for mute people. So it's like if you can't talk, but I want to make a phone call, you call you using these services and I would type what I would say to you. And the person, an operator, a human being, has to read exactly what's being written.
And they read it exactly how it's written.
That's why you liked it.
So that's why it gets amazing.
What would you write?
You
call friends with it and then you start writing and it's like, yay. And they go, and the person calls up and they're like, hello, this is so-and-so from this service or whatever. If someone's trying to make you a call, they kind of explain it around. I'm like, would you like to accept? And then the person's always like, yeah. And then it's like, then they just read. They're like, I won't be participating in this conversation anymore. Just reading what's said.
It's like, such a weird invasion of privacy going on there.
It is. And it's pretty funny.
I'm surprised they haven't replaced that with computer voices yet. They must by now. I would guarantee if you call, you get like the computer voice. Like
it's nothing quite like the real thing, though, Logan.
I like to have a sensuous operator and the raspy cigarette voice saying, you know, all sorts of things to me. So, sex, speaking of raspy voices. Is that really a huh? Let's talk about the future of sex, a.k.a. teledildonics. For those of you who don't know what teledildonics are,
I don't know what teledildonics are.
Oh, you'll love this, Brandon.
Teledildonics is basically remote control sex. So the idea is that like you have basically USB or whatever in the future people USB. Have Bluetooth or whatever connected dildos and whatever the opposite of that is. Inverted dildos. And then via the internet, the power of the internet, you can have relations with whoever you may want via these two devices. Does that make sense?
Wait, so like you thrust into something and then it does the opposite. It does that thing.
Travels via ones and zeros across America or your desired...
What are you getting on the man's side, though? Is that actually adjusting based on...
Yeah. Everything is like it's
so both devices both act and sense
sense and they give sensation. There you go. And that is teledildonics. One of my favorite words, it should be noted.
Japan came up with this, right?
I'm pretty sure a lonely man in his basement. He might have lived in Japan.
It's a cool idea. I mean, but...
In Japan.
It's kind of weird.
You got VidChat at the same time, usually.
Well, yeah?
Yeah, you probably.
I imagine you'd VidChat at the same time.
Would you ever do it?
Would ever do it?
I'm going to go ahead and say no on this one. Probably not.
You're a liar.
Teledildonics.
If somebody was like, I'd like, it's all clean.
I feel like it's weirder as a guy than as a girl.
To bone your computer. To bone your computer, more or less.
Well, it's not your computer. It's some device. I didn't see a picture. What does this thing look
more or less,
like?
It probably looks like one of the portal turrets. But with like a slit in it. I see. Right, like it's probably like a tripod
and
with
you can,
a
like,
big
mount
Mac,
your screen there for
Mac,
the video
like
monitor.
iMac case with like this weird like gash in it. You go to town on it. I assume that's how that works, right?
You have to have video now if
you're
video.
You're the most well versed of all of us on this, but
it's just because I read a lot of Wired.
This is a huge big topic over at Wired.
Oh yeah, it's once a year they talk about this shit.
This is the whole special, the fold out,
the Teledildonic fold out. Yeah, absolutely. Teledildonics 2011 just came out.
Oh, the TV 2K one episode.
I feel like that's tough to pull off. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, it's expensive, I imagine.
For now,
does it exist? Though, the technology, like, is exist?
The last article I read about it was probably Wired, and like it was one, like I guarantee it was like an adult expo or something that they were at. And I think like it was the female side of things as far as the receptor was, and like somebody tried and they're like it simulated everything . Like, it was more or less like the holodeck for your dick.
Holodeck.
Now, if you put your dick in this thing and it does, it's not going to adjust its size or shape based on what it actually is.
And
what does it actually do?
A gyroscope with a hole in it. It's got 360 degree freedom rotation. God help you.
God help you if you take advantage of that.
Do a barrel roll. No.
No, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
What is it? Do you know what it does for adjusting for size or whatever?
I assume it's just like 1,000 pistons.
At least 1,000.
You remember those things that you stick your hand on that like makes the imprint of your
it's
hand?
It's like the pins.
But like a rubber, like that, but like a rubber sheath around it. Like I wouldn't be surprised if it's kind of like the thing that like they do in Frighteners that like presses out of the wall.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But it's like Han Solo and Carbonite, but for your dick.
See, there's all sorts of potential for like things that can go wrong with this that probably never would. But like
no, but it's definitely like, so you know, like exoskeletons for people. Like, you know what the number one problem with exoskeletons are?
Them breaking the human.
Because like because all it's doing is sensing your muscle movements and exaggerating them. But if at any point it was like what'd you say, man? And like try to move
bring
it
your
at
arm
you,
backwards.
Like, yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it could totally just kill you. I guess was a joke in Iron Man 2, right? Like there's a knockoff Iron Man's, if you recall. One of them just like does a full 360 twist at the waist and kills the man inside. It was like a throwaway joke.
But that's
like the number one problem with exoskeletons. Aside from power.
It's not being able to limit the range of motion on them. Here's what I like about the idea of teledildonics is you remember when you play like Quake, right? And sometimes you hit a lag spike.
Where are you going with this?
Hold on, you hit a lag spike and just like everything freezes.
Yeah.
But then
saying the best part of your favorite sensation when a chick freezes?
No, I'm saying this. This is what will happen. I'm saying this will happen.
When the lag spike ends,
it stops. Because when it ends, it's like taking a hose and holding it, you know, putting a kink in it, and letting go. So all of a sudden, you've buffered up 10 seconds
of pleasure.
And then it goes to catch up and just goes.
That's being unleashed in the course of 3 milliseconds.
That was gonna be my favorite part of teledildonics.
No, I'm just saying that just that idea.
I just think things are wrong. I was thinking this member is inside and it suddenly glitches out and decides to be a much larger member, you know, and something goes like
yeah. No, it's definitely like
there's
a lot of things that can go wrong. That's what I'm saying.
It definitely like it's probably like having relations with a what are the people who have seizures all the time?
epileptics.
Like an epileptic.
It's, or what about it's a guy?
An epileptic robot.
You're sticking your dick into something that literally is like motor controlled and like.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Anytime.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
It's like we stick
whatever, what if there's a power surge? What if a lightning strike hits the power plant and all of a sudden it sends the
clamped shut.
Just in general, sticking anything into like a hole to, and then you're like, what's in there? They're like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Especially a hole that already is showing, demonstrating that it has like it's crushing strong pistons powers. That are going in and out. Like,
what a grip it has.
What a grip. Yeah.
What a grip.
I don't know. It just seems...
It's dangerous.
Seems like a bad idea.
Do you think it'll never catch on? Do you think like Teledildonics is one of those? It's kind of like video. It's kind of like video phones where it's like,
it's
we have
like
the
everyone
power,
wants to do
it,
and I was like, this would be so cool, but I don't think so.
The problem is, no, I think it'll come out, and I think it'll just, the problem is this is going to be so expensive and take so long to, you know, like
I think like all things, it goes down to cost. I really do think video phones may be an appropriate comparison where like it comes out and everybody like has all these like things where like, oh my god, why the fuck did we want a video phone? Like, I like the fact that nobody sees me.
Yeah.
And you give it like 10 more years and then like people slowly start using them, and now we have FaceTime and stuff, and we do definitely video chat and
Skype
and stuff, and all it took was that 10 years of people like getting used to it. And like, so like
I want to see the scene in 2000, like it's like the 2001 scene where it's like they're doing a video chat, you remember that?
Yeah,
from space to Earth.
What's the Teledildonic equivalent?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's already out there somewhere.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I think the only way Teledildonics will catch on is if it's an added feature to something else, just like video chat. Like, nobody's going to get just a Teledildonic device, but if it's like, hey, by the way, your
high
toaster...
High five your friends and also have sex with them.
I'm just saying, like, if it's like, hey, your toaster, also a dildo. Like... Sooner or later.
Well, no, where it would have to start, where it would have to be accepted.
Don't tell anybody.
Is like in the military for guys who have their wives back home.
Oh, that would have
to
be like,
so you're saying like, DARPA needs to fund the Teledildonic.
Yeah, it would have to be like, all right. Monday at 7's your time. The lady has to go in and like, and all the things, and then she gets her time with the machine, and then the guy like, gets his time. And,
oh god,
right?
Hold on, the tech's still cleaning it up from last session.
Could this be the next great space race?
It's not the next great space race, but it's definitely the military will be the first thing to have it.
The race of 2015 between America and China, who's going to build the biggest and the best and the greatest.
It's not the biggest challenge here.
It's not the biggest. It doesn't matter about the biggest. Size doesn't matter.
How you use it.
How you
use it. Right? All right. So,
what a load of crap,
well,
right?
Here's a question. Are there going to be like Teledildonics like chat rooms, right? It's like, hey, you want to get it on?
You know, honestly, I think much more realistic is... and somebody already did this, I think, it's sort of like where they do the additional track on like a video.
Oh, like almost, a porn thing.
Yeah, porn thing where it's like you just like it just works, does the work for you. Which, you know, sort of like those
motion
chairs.
Why do you think of it as a porn thing? So you could like get the
special edition.
But yeah, I mean, all it is an embedded metadata thing, like an XML.
Now here's
file
a question: there, do you think
that's pretty crazy?
Now, do you think that metadata is generated by somebody typing in, like, okay, we have a 45 degree thrust?
I really think
are they going to line the vaginal lining with various sensors accelerometers?
I think they'll do that. They'll do that first, and they'll realize it's not that awesome, and then you'll get something like a saucier for thrusting. It's almost gonna be like being a perfume maker.
No, they video the girl like on this device, and the guy watches it with his device. So you wouldn't be like watching her with another guy; you'd be watching her with this device. So it'll like be that.
No,
so
no,
it's recording it.
I think it'll be like the guy. I think it'll be like when Fast and the Furious came out, and you could get in the seats and they wiggle around. I'm pretty sure this already came out once. Like, and it's like I think it's much. It needs authorial control, so you can, you know, have pianissimo moments and fortissimo moments and
right dynamics, really.
Dynamics,
the true maestros who will program these.
I bet I could do pretty good.
You've
on
always
this.
Wanted to direct a porn, is that correct?
No.
What?
My mom listens to these now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's after the whole Teledildonics discussion.
Yeah, your mom's gonna be like, well, what's Logan talking about? What's my son talking about today? Oh, computers that you can stick your dick into. Oh, he wanted to direct
a porn.
So you want
to direct a porn right here.
Wait, so it took until week, what is this, week 14 before Logan, well, it's not actually week, but episode 14 before Logan realized that this is being going out to the public space and he might not want to say anything. That's the funniest thing.
There's been a lot of times when Logan Rogan comes up to me afterwards, like, "Hey, could you just cut that?"
Yeah,
one
there's definitely some things that have been cut out of this podcast before. So we're gonna pot.
Were they actually cut out, Freddie?
Case, yes, because it was
a bit much.
In every other case, no.
No, but that one was a bit much.
In every other case, I was like, "Yeah, okay," and then I just don't.
But no, seriously, just bleep out that line.
Please. No.
Yeah. Well, this whole—I mean, the mom listening thing's cute, but bleep out what you just said with that. I believe you. Cut that out. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Fuck you. My mom listens to these.
She's not going to mind if you want to. Like, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Of all the things to care about, that's an odd thing to pick.
Of all the other things you said, Logan.
Yeah, exactly. The myriad of options to choose from. It's anyway. A cornucopia of sin and vice with you. I don't know.
I'm going to say it.
Let's move on to the third point of the triangle that we've created.
Okay.
Let's talk about marijuana.
All right.
Let's talk seriously.
Mary Jane. People have accused Brandon and I of how do you guys come up with video ideas, and it's just you guys must get high all the time.
It's amazing how many people say shit like that whenever they're talking about things that are creative.
Always. Yeah. People are like, "Oh, what are you smoking?
I want to get what you guys are smoking weed, right?" Which I think is indicative of when, like, marijuana is not dangerous in that, like, people will die from it. It's dangerous in that they become lazy and uncreative with, like, that's
interesting. As much as there is, like, that stereotype that, like, you smoke and then you get creative, like, I've read the notes of people who are high, I had a roommate before, Dalton, who basically he'd get high and he'd sit there and he'd sit there with a notebook and he'd take notes, and then you see him, he'd come up the next day and he'd read the notes and he'd be like, and you just tear it out and throw it away. And I've read the notes. Like, it was nonsense. Like, it's not good stuff. And, like, I can't think of any, like, good ideas.
See,
that come
here's
out
the
of
thing.
It.
Here's the thing. Just like anything. There's probably
just like anything.
Just like anything.
Go in a dictionary. Open up a page. Look for a noun. Just like fill in the blank right now. Go for it.
No, just like anything in the world. All right, keep going. Any substance, right, will probably affects all of everybody differently. There's probably guys who can basically sniff gasoline and write piano concertos. And just because the Beatles went around, right? I mean, it's like the Beatles, they did okay. They were all good with that. But there's probably, for every Beatles, there's for every Paul McCartney and John Lennon, there's probably about 500 other guys who the effect of marijuana in terms of their creativity, not even close.
The Beatles, though, I think that they probably could have written most of that stuff not high as well.
Here's what it does. Marijuana is largely a depressant, right?
A what?
A depressant. Like in the narcotic family, you know how they're stimulants, depressants.
Right, right, right.
Yeah,
it's a depressant more or less, and it's a hallucinogenic second, I believe. And I think people
we're gonna get a lot of comments about that. Where people are like, "No, actually,
that's fine."
I think it is a depressant. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's a depressant and a hallucinogenic.
Okay,
and I think people are very prone to look at it as a hallucinogenic first, when really it's a depressant first. Mm-hmm. And people think that hallucinogenic equals creativity because it's, you know, different and not their usual way of thinking. But most of the value probably comes from depressant. It's similar to how a lot of authors drink.
Right.
And when you're on a depressant, your inhibitions are lowered, which means that you are less likely to strike down ideas.
Right, right.
And I think that's a big part of creativity, is basically
being open to your own ideas.
So I think that's the large value of these things.
I can see that.
Willing to just accept things and throw them away later after you've generated
a
bunch of them.
Well, anyway, Brandon and I, we are most definitely stone cold sober when
we come up
with ideas.
They're super straight edge.
Most of the time, the craziest ideas, what'll do it, is 4 a.m. in the morning. That's when the crazy
ideas come out. Being super tired, like late at night, that's when there's
inhibitions are low.
Right, exactly. That's when the craziness comes out.
Arguably, the inhibitions are higher because it means executing that idea means you have to stay up for another 3 hours.
That's true. Yeah, we've had a couple of ideas where it's like the 3 a.m. idea. We're like, let's do it, and it adds another 4 hours to our work. Like, we would be done except for the fact that we decided that this was a good idea.
In fact, Freddie doesn't drink at all.
No.
At all. No.
Well, it depends on sort of social setting. Like, if it's like, "Oh, let's have a toast for this person."
Well, you're not vehemently against it, but like, barring weird when in Rome, like toast settings.
I will not.
You are not drinking beers during any of these podcasts while everybody else is.
Barring very specific cases, I will not go out and seek alcohol. No.
So why is that?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
That's not... I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Freddie has this thing about super sweet drinks. He
I
only likes things that are
soda.
Sugar. Wait, do you like sweet alcoholic drinks?
Like ciders and stuff?
Like margaritas?
Like ciders, margaritas. I mean, there's lots of things. There's like...
Are you
a
girly
drink?
Girly drinks, essentially.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay if... Well, here's the thing with those, is like the aftertaste. You always get the alcohol in there.
You just rather have it without the alcohol.
See, I don't think it's a taste. Yeah. Are you afraid of losing control? of Teen Wolfing Out.
Teen Wolfing Out. Is that why you're...
Yeah.
No. It's, here's what it is. If alcohol... And first of all, and also the effects of a lot of these, I just get really tired. I just want to go to sleep. So it's like, I guess they're good for, I don't know, going to sleep. But, that's been sort of my experience with it. And then, with that, not much of a drinker. Never was in high school. I know that my parents were like
luscious. You should see luscious. Mrs. Wong at a bar.
Oh my gosh,
like a goldfish.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were early on.
I've been to a bar with Mrs. Wong. Oh, she is, yeah.
Yeah, you too.
Anyway.
My mic just like swayed away from me.
Yeah, drunkenly. They would be like, Freddie, you doing parties? You going to parties? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to parties. Like, are you drinking at the parties? I'm like, actually, no, not really. Like, you, it's okay. You know, it's okay that if you drink at those parties.
They just wanted you to get laid.
They just wanted you to be like the other kids, Freddie.
And I will say, though, their fears were founded, though, like in general, like in high school.
Are you getting laid?
No.
Yeah, they were fears are right. It never happened.
It never happened. No, but the people.
I didn't drink at the parties, and it never happened. They were right. Yeah. No, I wanted to prove them wrong.
The people who are teetotalers in high school end up being the crazy ones. In college.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it's just
you know the whole saying, right? Where it's a hungry man dreams of eating a cow. All the rich man thinks of which dessert he'll eat.
Right.
Yeah. You're the hungry man still, dude.
Who, me?
Yeah.
But see, I feel like
I don't get that analogy at all.
The idea is that when something's withheld from you, you are much prone to go to extremes when you do get it.
Oh, okay.
The example, the way I learned it was 70s housewives, like their sex fantasies are insane. They're like truly insane because they're so repressed. So that's the
Oh no, you see that all the time. You see the people that come to college that had like curfews and bedtimes on their high school.
Crazy. And then they just go buck wild.
Yeah.
So kids.
It's what makes the college experience what it is, though. So you
especially when you're a film kid and when everybody's like a nerd who sits in the dark most of the time.
Yeah.
So marijuana legalization. Yes, no.
I think it's one of those things where when it does, everyone's going to get pissed because it's just going to end up being super like it's going to come out and it's like, yeah, it's going to be legalized. And then it's going to eventually it'll come back full circle. They'll be like, man, big tobacco, big marijuana. They're just in it for a profit. You know,
big marijuana. That'll be the day.
That'll be the day, right?
That'll be the day.
You know, I feel the same way. I feel like it's going to come inevitable around, that's going to happen. And I have no problem with that. And that's great. But I think it's not going to be as like, it's not going to be like, let the good times roll. It's not going to be the beginning of the good ages. You know, it's like it's
man. Once we legalize it, it's all downhill.
It's all
there,
good, man.
Because I think nobody gets busted for it anyway. So everyone's already like anyone who wants to get it. Like it's not hard to find, and so you buy it, and you're getting it. So it's like the supply is already there. The only thing that could possibly happen is negative because people are already happy with the way it is. There's nobody. I don't know of anybody that wants to smoke. Is like, oh, if I can never find it, I can never
That's
find
true.
It.
That's
yeah,
true. It's never like the demand.
No,
it's a supply. I can't find it.
Yeah, you know,
it's just
like
inconvenient. At the
everyone
moment.
Wants it, has it. So
how do you guys feel?
And
about
no one's getting charges for it. I don't know anybody that's gotten busted for it. Really.
Well, to be fair, we're all like middle
we're
to upper class
the people,
white people.
Yeah, yeah. No, the like, bus for it tend to be the lower
poor,
income. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there even bus for
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It becomes like a little like plus bonus when you get sentenced where it's like, oh, poor minority, huh? All right. Well, guess what? There's a little bit of marijuana. That's an intent to distribute there. Gonna throw ahead.
So how do you guys feel about the idea of gateway drugs?
Absolutely.
Gateway drugs.
I will say, here's the thing. Of
are
all
we familiar
the people,
with the term?
Yes, I'm familiar with the.
Are you familiar with the term? Come on.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, gateway drug is a drug that gives you that opens up the gate, if you will, to other harder drugs. So you start with marijuana. You're like, I need to get.
See, marijuana is the gateway
so
drug.
You try
to
like
meth
heroin.
Is what that is.
Meth is that the
yeah? That's
that
usually
the stepping
that's usually
stone?
The that's usually the path that most people follow. For my many years of listening to Loveline and Dr. Drew.
It's marijuana, then meth, and then you go into like if you get a lot of money, coke, and then if not heroin, right?
Yeah, yeah. But meth is generally the one that it leads to because first of all, anyone who's like, oh yeah, you can't get addicted to marijuana, it's like no, it's not true.
You can totally,
you
get
totally
it.
Get
you
addicted.
Can, you, yeah,
there's certain there's just like everything, you know, and again, there's populations that, you know, certain group of people who was like, yeah, they will get really addicted, and then after a certain point, the you're not going to get as much of a buzz. They usually switch to methamphetamine. Is the path that is most commonly seen from addiction medicine specialists.
I'm thinking through, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, marijuana is known as a gateway drug, but I'm thinking through, I probably know, you know, like, you know, a couple hundred people that, you know, that have, that I know that smoked like heavily through their whole life.
And are not using.
You know, a couple hundred people. I don't even know 100 people.
How many friends do you have on Facebook, buddy?
600.
There you go.
I don't talk.
You probably know a couple hundred of them, right? I mean,
I don't. Jesus.
You know their drug habits? Like, I don't know.
Well, I think yeah. It's
like, I'm trying to think. Not many of them have moved. Well, but there's you know, it's like probably 2%, 3%. You know, it's like there's like I can think of like 7 or 8 people that have like
tried other stuff and stuck with other stuff.
Yeah, it's not a matter of just trying it because I mean,
because that's one of those things where it's a matter of like you do this, you might try the drugs. Who cares? You know, it's like okay, you might try the drugs.
How would you feel if you caught your daughter with meth?
Your daughter with meth. That's a big deal. Meth is bad. Meth
is bad.
But
if you got your son, though?
Are you trying to reveal a double
totally
standard?
Different reaction. Totally different reaction for me. Yeah. One, I'm like, it's okay. And the other, I'm like, she is going to boarding school.
Yeah. Right? If it was my daughter, I'd be like, how many dicks did she suck? Oh, my God.
Oh, we could talk about
she is a pincushion. Jesus Christ. My daughter.
Logan and I once had an amazing conversation about how if we had a choice... Having a daughter, it's like you don't want to have a daughter. You really don't. Because think about it, what was the analogy? It was that because that person is half you, everything they do sexually is also half you. Yeah.
So every dude that your daughter gets with, you got him with halfway.
That doesn't work that way.
Every two dudes she gets banged by, you've just been banged by one dude.
And then for every chick that your son gets with, that's a plus one half to the.
Go, son, go!
Go, team!
And I don't quite agree with your math on that.
That's how it works.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Science. Come on.
You can't disagree with science.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want that.
Easy. Yeah.
But anyway, and then just things like I'm having my period. It's like I'm gonna go mow the lawn here just right now.
Yeah, I don't need a daughter. That's like that's too much for me.
Logan's
gonna have 3 girls.
It's a sitcom. It'd be Logan with 3 girls. This clueless dad.
The first one's gonna be named
Helga.
No, Arabelle. The second one's. I had to slip it in somewhere. It had to come in.
As my daughter. That's weird, dude.
It's weird, but that's just the kind of weird thing you
she
might do.
She was calling on bras, by the way, on the last podcast.
She listens. She's probably one of the few women.
We need to build up that audience. We need Jimmy on here to get some more girls.
I know, but he refuses. He's sitting there making music.
He doesn't get caught talking about Tall Dildonics.
That's true.
His raw, rough self will be revealed.
That's true. That could hurt his saintly cherubic image.
Exactly, the boyish platonic image he's created.
Jimmy!
He can't hear you.
He's plugged in, man. He's plugged in.
So, maybe it's time we talk about dinosaurs. We've finished the Triangle of Sin. We're moving on to the prehistoric era.
That was fun. That was fun.
The godless era.
Let me take you on a journey. These podcasts take you through history itself.
This is pre 6,000 years ago. Before Earth was even created.
The dawn of man.
Mammals were but small critters running around at this time. Dragonflies were big ass cars or some shit.
How does that work, by the way? Why are all like the not like the stupid like little bugs
well, I heard,
giant back
I
then?
Just,
and we
somebody
were
was just telling me about this because we were talking about cloning dinosaurs. turns out.
What do you run into the other day? Like, let's have a conversation about cloning dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, because the mammoth's about to get cloned. And we're like, well, shit, when the dinosaurs.
Is it going down?
It's either in the next 6 months or the next 6 years. I don't remember what the last word in the
everything's
was.
Always
are
in
they
the next
him,
6 years.
They find like some.
Well, no, some Japanese guys were like, "Fuck, we're all out of shit to do. Let's fucking clone some mammoths already," and that's how it's going down. It's loud. Jimmy's getting loud over there. So, anyways, the reason everything was bigger back then is our atmosphere was far more oxygen rich.
So
it could support far larger creatures.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if we cloned a T-Rex, he'd need an inhaler or like an oxygen mask.
That'd be great because
around.
He couldn't turn the knob because his hands are so
stubby.
Yeah,
no, it'd be cute if he had like a little oxygen tank. He had to drag around.
He'd like walk to the side of the fence and you'd like adjust it for him.
He looked vaguely senile at all times.
Like, that'd be pretty lame, by the way. It's like, kids, we're taking you to see the dinosaurs.
It's geriatric dinosaur in the corner. Jurassic Park is just all these dinosaurs.
Pass me my remote.
Pappy wants to watch his stories.
So the real question is, dinosaurs, are they still cool now that they had feathers?
No, not cool anymore.
Seriously, right? It's like,
wait, that's like for sure?
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, people are getting more and more into it. Like, the idea that T-Rex would just look like a fucking Mardi Gras queen.
Just running around. That's Big awful. Bird. Just Big Bird, yeah. Like, just flapping
the
back. Can
we clone them, but, like, take out the feathers?
I liked it. Well, but then they'd probably just look like
we're going to clone them and bring them back and make them look the way we want them to look.
That's, yeah. There we go. That's freaking ridiculous.
That'd be fantastic.
But, yeah, so I guess the feathers have kind of made dinosaurs not as cool, which begs the question, will we start lying to our children so they're still into dinosaurs?
Ooh, good question.
Because dinosaurs is like the gateway drug, if you will, to science.
To being science. A boy.
To being, well, like I'm just saying, like we wouldn't have scientists if it wasn't for dinosaurs.
That's true. Dinosaurs single-handedly. Jurassic
it's
Park's
well known that Albert Einstein really wanted to be a musician until he found out about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fact.
Fact.
Interesting.
True facts, Logan. True fact.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, here's what I was. You went
I think I would lie.
I was thinking
I
if, if we did clone dinosaurs and we had the option to make them without feathers, like, so there's me like the science, like, museum, like, you know, zoo type of thing.
Yeah.
Now the smart move would be open up a different zoo with like featherless dinosaurs. Cool, and they'd be zoo. Outraged. Like, cool dinosaur zoo.
Yeah.
And they'd be like the outrage of everyone would be like, that's not right.
And of course, and meanwhile, you're like, I can't hear you. I have 1,000 people in line wanting to buy tickets
to my cool zoo.
So then the second question is, do you think we'll see dinosaurs in our lifetime?
I sure hope so.
I hope so, man.
Yes or no?
Yes. I think you will.
Yes.
I think we will. Have you seen Walking with the Dinosaurs?
The stage play?
That's like...
We always talk about seeing that, and we never do.
Well, because every time we talk about seeing it, it's like, oh, this is in town. And we look, and the tickets are like $300 a piece.
They are absurdly
insanely
expensive.
Insanely expensive.
It's like you can go to Disneyland 3 times for one 2-hour experience.
Yeah.
It's like they cost as much as like a Cher concert.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
yeah,
a Cher
right.
concert
a
for...
Cher That's my metric Cher. I use. I'm like, how much does that
more,
cost?
More
that's
less
like a Cher concert. Are you kidding
we
me?
We can't do that.
It's only half a Cher concert. I'll watch that.
I can afford a Cher concert.
There's one thing I can afford right now in my life.
Here's what I
it
need.
It is a Cher concert.
Could totally go for a Cher
someday,
concert.
Someday, we'll be able to see that. We'll be able to see that Cher.
She's still alive.
She's the song. She sings do about Do If I Believe, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, T-Pain covers it now.
What?
No.
Okay.
What?
That's always good, by the way. When if you're a celebrity, if you reach that point where when someone mentions you, everyone else goes, "Are they still alive? Are they still there?"
That's my goal. But I want that in 5 years, though.
Is Logan still alive? You know, he only is in his 20s.
I mean, you know, the
live hard, right?
Live hard. Die, leave a beautiful corpse, right?
No, that's not. Or do you? You
don't. Well, it's like die young, leave a beautiful corpse. I believe is the saying.
Oh, well, in your case, your corpse probably will never be found.
It's gonna be a burn victim.
Probably just charred.
So,
Logan, if we could clone you, let's say you die an untimely early death, would you want to be brought back as a clone?
If there's some way I can guarantee that I wouldn't have to be in there.
So yeah. It's just some... But here's the problem.
If it was like...
But here's the problem.
Oh, you want to be brought back, but as long as you're not in there?
Exactly.
But here's the problem.
Like, I want to just relax at that point.
But I think it's pretty impossible to put your consciousness in there.
That's what I'm saying. So it just becomes like a weird simulacra of me?
Yeah.
I'm like soulless?
But here's the problem, though. The other version of you will be really pissed because... They're in you and back.
What the what?
Oh, think about that.
They're in me?
No, they are you, but you're not you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the Doctor Who is about.
Yeah.
Is that what Doctor Who's about?
The last couple episodes, right?
It's that he's himself, but not?
No.
It was like the clones or whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Did I tell you guys about me? Like, so she's my boss now.
Okay.
Did I tell you about this?
Is your new girlfriend?
No. What?
Oh, okay. Never mind. Go on.
She's my boss now, but at the time she wasn't my boss. I met her and her fiance at this Easter picnic.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, we're watching Doctor Who, but we need to catch up. I'm like, oh my God, I also need to catch up. What season? And like season 2, I'm like, holy shit, that's the season I'm on. What episode?
Season 2, the old season 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
No, not like the 60s, like the new one.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, the werewolf episode. I'm like, holy shit. I just watched that episode 2. We should watch it. Like,
They're sitting there like, oh, like, oh crap. Oh, like, season, one will he not? Yeah, 2. And we're like, I'm on it, damn it.
We've only known each other for like 20 minutes at this point. And I'm like, you know, funny thing about that episode, they're like, yeah. I'm like, I feel like it gave me a brief glimpse of death in a godless universe, you know? At which point they just stare at me like, what?
Logan has this effect on people oftentimes.
Death in a Godless Universe.
That should be the name of your memoirs.
Death in a Godless Universe. Yeah, that'll go over great. Real positive thinking.
Mother's Day at the Orphanage.
So, on dinosaurs, if not America, where would you live? Because I assume if you had any choice, you'd choose America.
America.
Right? America.
America.
And also, you should say the cop-out answer is Canada, and you can't do that.
If I had a choice, oh, that's interesting. I never thought about it before.
Not Canada, not America.
Not Canada, yeah,
not Canada. Mexico is an option, though. That's a valid option.
Mexico is a valid
option.
We're
not going to choose it, but it's a valid option.
It's on the table. It's on the
table. Probably not the most delicious dish.
Where?
There's a difference, because there's where would you like to live? Where would you like to think you'd actually go live?
And then versus
there's
where also,
where practically would you go live? Yeah, it's there's some wild, crazy places where it's really fun to live there for,
Guam.
It's not where you want to travel. It's where would you actually make residence.
And also, no, you can't do the U.S. minor outlying islands and shit.
No, that's well, I guess Guam is a U.S. minor. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, with our profession, Freddie, we can pretty much live anywhere.
We could. Well, anywhere you probably couldn't live behind the internet.
In fact, you couldn't
live in China behind the Great Firewall.
That's true. We couldn't live in China.
You
can do Turkey behind their equally
anywhere in Europe, firewall. Pretty much.
Japan is clean and modern, but the weirdest of all the options. So Japan is out.
And they have that whole earthquake business that they're still sorting out.
Japan is out. Even though many otaku would probably say right away, Japan.
Also, don't they hate your kind?
They hate, the Japanese hate all other Asians, but to be fair, all Asians hate all the other Asians.
That's great.
China's okay with Koreans. That's about it. But that's just because we kind of helped them out during that one war, and then it was kind of
Chinese
hate mainlanders, and mainland China hates Taiwanese too. So it's like,
what a hateful
hateful and a racist group of people over there. I'm not gonna pull punches here. Chinese people are racist. Right, Japanese people racist. Every single
Asian
culture.
They're super xenophobic. They don't like
racist. Everyone's like, "Oh, the American South." I've heard old Chinese people say things that would make people in the South shudder with the intolerance on display.
Well, it should be known that people in the South are very hospitable.
As we learned when
we were there, they were very nice to us,
except for Shreveport, Louisiana.
That was a little weird. That place scared the shit out of me. But when we went and toured that plantation, they were very sweet.
Hospitable. Yeah. So anyway, that's a tough question. I don't know. Logan, I feel like you have an answer to this.
Do you have an answer? Yeah.
Practically, probably have to be England because they speak English.
Well, that is a good point. Honestly. Yeah. We have to go somewhere to speak English.
England and Scotland don't count either. That's too easy.
Really? Yeah. It'd be England. If England was barred, I would probably go with France.
France.
I don't even speak French, but I feel like I'd learn it.
From what I've seen, I kind of like Germany. Germany or Belgium?
I was not a fan of Germany.
Germany or Belgium?
I've never been out of the country. I'm going on vacation in a week from now. So
we'll that's true. Where are you going?
I'm going to go from a
European tour.
Yeah, flying into Rome. Going to head up north through Rome up into Switzerland and then go over to France and fly back to Paris.
Have you never been to Europe?
Never been to Europe.
You're going
to
fucking hate it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring back stories. I mean, I've never been overseas.
Are you going
overseas.
With Heldine or are you going by yourself?
I'm going with Heldine and my parents.
So you're gonna fucking hate it.
Think so?
Prediction. I'm curious.
They're gonna.
I think there are gonna be
some countries that you'll be like, that was really cool, but you're gonna find in general there's gonna be some countries where you're like, this place was retarded.
I think for the most part you're gonna smile the same way you smile if you like do like you know if you go to like a food court in a silly county.
I don't think I could deal with the tax. I don't think I'd deal with the tax laws in most of Europe. I feel like
that's
feel
true.
Like
there's some pretty hardcore taxes.
It'd be very hard
laws.
For me to get around. Like, what is like the high, some of the higher, like 60-70%?
Huge.
Like 80%,
Finland and
like,
Sweden are pretty high up there, if I recall.
What are the percentages for there? Like
huge, like ridiculous. But here's the other thing too.
That'd be tough for me because I have a hard enough time cutting with 30%. Like,
I mean, more
like that's pretty rough.
Culturally, you're gonna be like, wow, this ain't America.
Well, here's the other thing too. Here's the other thing too is the idea of home ownership. And this is a hard thing to extract ourselves from because, you know, we've born and raised here.
Yeah.
But in general there, it's like owning a home is not a big deal. And arguably that's what saved them from, you know, the ridiculousness of our recent, you know, credit crisis. But the idea of like, okay, to make it, you need a home. You know, your family, you have a house. And that's very much ingrained in the American ideal. But over in Europe, it's like, well, okay, you can rent an apartment. And if you do get a house, rarely is it new built just for you. It's a, oh, okay, this house has been around
Think we'll still have, like, that'll, like, home ownership's going to still be a thing, like, in a generation?
I think so because because of this, because America's so huge, right? It's one of those things where it's like in England, right? Oh, yeah. It's so dense there, like London, like proper. It's like, it's just like, you can't, if you own something there, it's like, it just, it's out of your reach. Everybody kind of has to commute in. It's just, it's limited in that way. Whereas here, it's so, there's so much space relatively that that idea is such, I think, such a core part of like what being American and sort of the American ideal is, that I don't think you're going to lose that. Not for a while, at least. It's just the same, in the same way that's like, it's the Americans who are into road trips and the Germans for some reason who are into road trips.
Cars.
Yeah.
You don't think the credit, this whole credit thing is going to change that?
Here's what they'll do.
Or this digital age.
Well, no, because I think, in fact, the digital age would just enable it.
The age of cybering.
And teledildonics. Truly a brave new world beset before us.
I don't need a home. I have teledildonics.
That's true. Teledildonics. Will it just leave you in your home the rest of your life?
Yeah.
You can get things delivered to you.
How stay in a home without a teledildonics?
Here's the question. So if you have one of those machines, right, and you're married, and you got
We're back on teledildonics.
You come home and your wife's using it, and you pull the USB out. And you look, and oh, yeah, I guess you can't look at the USB. You plug in your computer, you find out
you do a port trace. You IP trace it.
And it's your boss.
Oh,
it's somebody else. Yeah, she's having sex with somebody else, or even say if it's not a specific person she knows. What if it's like a
stranger
on a chat room or whatever?
She's found
him on a forum or whatever.
Plus one for not worrying about getting something.
Well, you can't get something.
Yeah, minus one for
spiritual
infidelity.
But teledildonics viruses. What if it wasn't?
Oh no!
No, here's the question.
Scrambling her implants.
Would you be upset about this? And is how about
this? Of course,
this?
I'd be upset.
Here's the thing. What if there's no?
I'd be upset.
What if she's not doing the videos chat? What if it's just the thing?
Because now, here's the thing.
This is still bad. Like,
no. But here's the thing. Now, what about this? But then that double standard holds true. Because if you get a DVD that's simulating, you know, sex with a porn star, is that not the same thing there?
I'd say it's slightly different in that it's pre-recorded as opposed
to. What if
she was
using a pre-recorded and it was your boss who pre-recorded it? Your boss did it, and he sells it on his website.
It's personalized. There's something personal about that. And the moment it gets personal is the moment that...
That's a spiritual sort of side of it.
So because there's dialogue going back and forth, so they could just go and like download like archives of files or whatever.
Right,
and
famous but dong. It'd be famous dongs throughout history on archive.org.
But this gets back to...
Abraham Lincoln.
I don't know if you guys remember.
Rasputin.
The most favorited, yeah.
Back in week two or week three, we were talking about, is it okay if... Matt's girlfriend uses a contraption that is molded after me.
Oh, I remember this.
It's not like I'm slamming Matt's girlfriend, but it is my
if
member.
If he knows that it's you and she knows that it's you,
then
not
that's,
okay.
Then that is an issue. And it's the same thing here.
What if she didn't know it was you? Like, he just looks at the brand
knows.
And he doesn't tell her right away. He comes back and he's thinking.
And he's like, so what do you think of that?
Is this okay?
He's testing because you mentioned
to him that you've done this, and he just goes, he's like, wait, I gotta check my girlfriend's. Oh my god, it's the same one.
Oh my god, it's the logo right away. Model. I can't
think
anything.
About this. You know, like,
hold on, I need some time alone.
She doesn't know, so she's not doing it on purpose.
No, just
that's different. Then it's only intention matters here.
She's like, man, this Jalogan.
The real question
is
the what? The Jalogan.
The Jalogan is fantastic.
That's an amazing name. I'm gonna use that when I make it.
Would you ever consider getting a mold?
Yeah.
You know you can do that right now.
Well, the question is, have I already done it? You just don't know. Think about it. So there's just an article in, I want to say New York Times, or maybe Slate or HuffPo. One of those liberal zines.
Them liberal rags.
And they were talking about like how like we're about to enter this new age of where there's open marriages.
I don't know about that.
Where like it's like we're married, but like we bang other people.
But no. Only other people who are also in open marriages.
Well, it's just like we bang people, but it's like there's not like the emotions between us. So I guess that's like swingers, basically.
No, I
right?
think that's already happening. Is most of those people don't get married. There's like life.
They're just
partners.
Their life,
you know,
open,
like
open relationships more or less.
They claim each other as dependents on their tax forms.
If you're gonna be in that life partnership, like if you're gonna be in that sort of open relationship, you're also gonna be in that when you're dating. And it's like if you're dating and you're together and you're already in an open relationship, so you're like you're already with other people, and then you're not gonna be like, okay, let's get married, but keep this open thing going. It's like no, you just stay with.
You just stay where you are. Who the hell cares? Yeah.
But they're talking about like how like the, viewing it as a because I know that most of those people don't view their situation is permanent. They're talking about like where it's like we're together forever, but we also have this weird physical thing.
I don't know. I don't think that you're going to get to that point because really? I think people are very it's naturally
going on
possessive.
Swinger, that's already actually happening.
Well, no, I mean, to that, yeah, but the moment talking about a widespread niche, societal.
Like more so.
Yeah.
More so, I think.
I mean, of course, there's going to be niches. There's niches where everyone, you know, there's some crazy niches out there.
Smelling feet and whipping each other.
Smelling cakes. Not, sitting on cakes.
I wonder how many of the listeners are into weird shit.
I guarantee you there's at least three
90%.
People. 90%. Everyone, yeah, oh yeah.
Weirdos.
Weirdos.
All weirdos listen to this.
You hear about that guy on the Canadian border, by the way? He got caught for his anime collection.
No, what happened?
They called it underage porn, and he's going
bad.
To jail.
That's bad.
What was it? It was
hentai.
It was animated, like animated it was young like, girls?
I guarantee you it was hentai, and it's probably the girls looked really young.
All the girls look young in anime, though. I mean,
that's a problem.
Asia,
yeah, it's like, that's
were
a...
they animated like half like they were super short or something?
No. Dude, Boing Boing doesn't put pictures of the incriminating evidence on their fucking website.
Yeah.
But,
although that's kind of. So they. Wait, where's he going to jail? Canada?
Yeah.
Man. Well, why is he walking around the border with his.
It's like on his laptop, and they like inspect his laptop.
Why would you not like.
That's besides the point. Any direction you're going with, why would you not? Is always beside the point because
yeah,
he did, and
he
that's
did.
What happened.
Well, it's kind of like
it's so not common.
Do you see the picture on Reddit today or something where it's like somebody sent a screenshot of their like of their desktop to be like, hey, fix this, this, and this on the website, and then like at the bottom it says start menu, like and like the three other things open are just like for escorts.
Oh no.
It's like he didn't notice, like that he had all the escort tabs like still showing.
Oh, that's incredible!
It's like autocomplete on your Google.
It bums me. That's hilarious. Yeah. It bums me out that today's generation of kids will never know the elaborate porn hiding schemes.
Oh, absolutely.
Because with private browsing, it's like they turn it on and nobody ever knows. But for us. You had to make mazes of folders. Mazes of folders. Like a little game there to try and find. Yeah, anyway.
And then there's like, how do you delete cookies? I didn't know. So you just like, or how do you delete your history? So you have to like start just visiting websites to try to push the history down.
Yeah, I got about 20
quick CNN.
CNN.com, CNN.gov, CNN.gov. Shit.
Tell us one thing about Disney that most people don't know.
Yeah. I share the same birthday as Disneyland.
Okay, that's lame.
That's a lame one. What? Dude, something
pretty cute. Though.
Something's more practical.
It's cute, though.
It's lame.
It's cute. I remember when the human resources guy called. He's like, "Oh my gosh, you have the same birthday as Disney." I was like, "I know." He's like, "I'm sorry." Like, no, I just know. What's another fun fact? I got
a little factoid.
A little factoid about Disneyland. Huh. All the Disneyland castles appear to be painted the same, but they're actually all different because the color temperature of atmospheres around the world is different.
Really?
So the color of the sky in Florida is very different than the color of the sky in Japan. Is very different than the color of the sky and at every time of the day. So to have it appear the same to the naked human eye, it's actually a very different color in each.
That's
and the
very
way they
cool.
do this was giant. They'd actually have to paint like. The only way you really get it is by not having little color swatches, but yard by yard size squares with colors on it. And they'd take all of them out and they'd put them on like around the same, you know, grass or wherever the sort of building was going to be. And that's how they decide the colors for buildings.
Really?
And if you like stuff like that, that's all in a book by John Hench, H-E-N-C-H. It's like the only book I think he published regarding Disneyland before he died. He was a really big Imagineer, and he's also the namesake for USC's animation school because he was a big special effects and animator guy who like won some Oscars and stuff before he became an Imagineer.
That's very cool.
Very fascinating.
That's a good
there
one.
There you go.
I was going to say something like, you know, like every single person who plays Mickey is actually black, but...
No, I'm just going to give you good ones. And that all that Imagineering stuff is... replacing all the talk about porn we did that is now deleted from the podcast.
All right. Okay. Well, that was a pretty good one. A little more reserved one than usual. Quiet, intimate.
It's because Crazy yeah. Matt's not here.
Crazy Matt's not
crazy
here.
Crazy Matt was crazy hair.
Up. Yeah,
that's true. Anyway,
do people know what Matt looks like?
Oh no.
Have they seen his
mohawk?
No.
I've never seen so many piercing in a man's face.
Well, yeah. It's really what this is, the tattoos. And I've never seen someone integrate the piercings with the tattoos.
And
so
that many facial tattoos, too.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool how he made the serpent of Adam and Eve right up his neck and have the mouth right where the silver apple hangs off of his earlobe.
We told Matt not to tattoo his face or the palms of his hands. We're like, man, it'll fade. It'll look bad. But he's like, also, I'll just get new tattoos.
It's true. It'll hurt you with job search. He's like, I don't need jobs where I'm going.
Yeah, I thought it was really crazy that he decided to split his tongue in two. And that trick he does where he moves them independently is pretty neat.
I think he practiced that for a while in order to
get
that.
Have you guys seen him eat sushi with it? He holds it? He feeds his girlfriend like it's chopsticks. He'll grab it in his tongue and feed.
Dude, that's what that is.
And they don't know what his girlfriend looks like, right?
Well, no, they don't actually.
I don't even know how he lifts her up. Like, she looks like two of them.
Well, she usually sits in the back. Right.
Of his Harley, yeah, right?
Well, no. If it's the Harley, it's the sidecar. He had to specially build that one.
I haven't seen his sidecar yet. He welded that himself, right?
Well, no,
It's like a super sized sidecar.
Well, he couldn't weld it himself, though. He had to go get that one custom. Because it's just, you know, it's wide. He actually gets classified as a double wide.
I mean, with that girl, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. but she's got a heart of gold, though, really.
She's really nice.
Oh, I mean, a real pretty face. I mean, she would have a pretty face. Listen, if you went in Photoshop and you just scaled her down on the X by 50%.
Well, you could tell beneath the weight.
She looked like Naomi Campbell.
You know.
She would. Yeah.
Right now, she looks like Precious, though.
she looks like a hot girl that's like blowing her cheeks out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? But then have you seen her blow her cheeks out?
Oh, my gosh.
She looks like a cartoon of a cloud, right?
Makes her play basketball.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's a bigger round.
Oh, okay.
And orange and pimply.
Yeah. Orange and pimply, yeah.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
That's how I like them.
See your face, and this makes me want to play
teeny
basketball.
Teeny Oompa Loompa.
All right. Well, Matt will have to defend his... Matt will have to defend
his life choices
next time around. So
if anybody can do fan art of what Matt looks like based on that.
That'd be good, yeah. So, until next time.
Yeah, fan art of Matt. We'll send it to him.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we still need to show... I need to show you the fan art. We'll do that next time. We'll show you the fan art, what people think our recording setup looks like.
Oh, we have that in?
Yeah, we have a few good ones. So, until next time, thanks very much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Freddie signing off.
Love
Brandon signing off.
All right. See you guys later.